Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson, it's Hump Day with Swanee and friends. We're coming to you from all over this gloriously sunny country. We are just channeling Dane's weather right now because it's not sunny where we are. It's round 17 of our punting preview. Dane joining us from the glorious Noosa and Ralph joining us.
No Noosa anymore. My cousin's in Broadbeach.
Oh, Broadbeach. It's bloody beautiful wherever you are. The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. And despite the beautiful weather, Dane, and that glorious pool in the background, you've still joined us for this week's bonus episode.
Doesn't stop giving.
I'm a fucking gentleman. I'm a gentleman.
Always giving. Ralph,
I hope you haven't increased the amount of study you put in this week, because last week you put zero study in and just knocked them out of the park.
Absolutely.
So stick to what works.
What? Now, you're a professional punter, Ralph. You give professional tips. So on what planet regularly we give over 70% winners for the week? And that'd have, like, as racing or football who do sports betting and people pay for the tips. What kind of you probably be more in the know than me. What kind of percentage over a year would, like, is it just if you get your money back? Is it a slight win, or are these pro punters giving 80, not you're giving, you know, what kind of units to the year are they giving?
I just look at it this way, Dane. I thought it was a great sign of how well we, but definitely you, are going when the narcs have started coming for you.
It is a good sign.
The narcs. Oh, yeah, but, you know, I think you're not doing that well. The Twitter narcs.
Who said that? Oh, I've heard it.
A bit of banter with some pieces of shit. But that's always a sign of success. When you're starting to annoy people just with your own either hard work or, in your case, knowledge.
I would have liked to have gone in the mud with them. I would have liked to have gone in the mud, but I was on the piss all day Sunday. I was enjoying my holiday, so I missed all the feedback I was getting. But I'm guessing that would just be for people who sides were losing or I was bagging or something like that. But hey,
just chips on the shoulder. Our people are happy, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, mate. That's what I do it for. I don't do it for the other peasants who don't listen. Well, even if you don't enjoy it, it's 20 minutes of your time to win free money. Like, it's absurd. But mate, the clip we're going at. We're going better than professional punters, I would imagine.
But I have warned you.
It's going to happen.
Don't early crow. Math side.
You warn him that every week. But every week I get the message pop up and it just says, early crow. D-swan, early crow.
Sometimes I try and reverse it. So put it out to the reverse jinx to the Twitter world to make me fucking look like an idiot so I actually win the bet. But what can we do? All we can do is give winners, and we've got 7 or 8 of you here today to give back.
Yep.
How did you go last week?
Game one of the final starts in 25 minutes. How did I go last week? 7 from 9 with our best bets looting. Multi was no good because those scumbags over in the West were disappointing. But pretty good, man. Yeah, I see you had a positive weekend. Usually I get everything right and fuck it up because I put too many multis on. But
did you refrain?
It's a positive weekend for me. Yeah. That's what I should do. I should just put my bets on and go away and go out and then just watch them. So I end up fucking putting 10 on every game and then it's no good.
You were also slightly dusty, shall I say, last week, Dane. We caught you at the end of First Night Fever, which actually went for two nights for you. So do you think that contributed to your performance?
Well, if you look over our body of work, we've actually been very good over the whole year. Mm. So I think the worst we've done is break even, which is, or just done it because it's $1.90, you know what I mean? So you're probably just under for the week, but it's fucking not bad for free.
Oh.
It's disgusting while we're giving it out.
Because
this is the most charitable work I do.
Absolutely. And we're notorious for saying nothing is for nothing, but on this podcast, we like to break the rules a little bit.
We do.
Exactly.
All right, well, let's get into it. Round 17, as I mentioned, Port Adelaide are hosting the Melbourne Demons. Port are paying $1.79. Melbourne are $2.07. The line is 2.5. And the over-unders for this one, Ralph, is 149.5. And it's being played at this stage at Adelaide Oval.
So the free money's sort of gone when it comes to the unders, but they're still what's been a real noticeable shift now is after the free-flowing early season footy, coaches have cottoned onto it with the man of the mark rule and scoring's dropped dramatically. So I'm going to err on the side of a few unders here. This is one of them. The Demons obviously not only aren't scoring 55, 57, 63 the last 3 weeks, but sides worked out what not to do, and that is to bomb it high to Lever and May. GWS really well coached last week, and the Demons have to work out how to score more goals. Port Adelaide is not the place to be doing it in a hostile crowd away. They're going to have a full crowd. So I think the D's will be looking to sort of, you know, shut it down. And I don't think Port will be in a hurry to try and, like I said, score quickly, given how good May and Lever are. So that tells me even though the line's only 149.5 as far as the total points, it's still not high enough. So unders is the bet for mine, Port and Demons.
Mm. Have we got a weather check?
Yeah, keep going. I'll look it up.
Not where you are. We can see what your weather looks like.
Yeah, beautiful here. I was actually thinking the overs, but
that'll be perfect.
Perfect. I actually like the overs, but I'm going to pick a team here. Okay. Port Adelaide, my head is just saying Port Adelaide have not beaten a side all year. They cannot do it. They cannot beat a side above them, just like Melbourne. they cannot beat a side above them, but this has to be the time. This has to be the week. Melbourne are struggling to kick goals, as you said. Mm. This has to be the time the Port find something a better side. -2.5. I want to pick Melbourne with every fibre of my being.
But, for that reason.
But something is just telling me this is the weekend. Melbourne are ripe again. I'm going Melbourne.
Is that Melbourne a win or Melbourne the line?
Give me the 2.5, just in case.
Wow.
They just have not proven to me, Port, that they can beat anyone above them. And Port, and now that I'm talking myself around that I've taken Melbourne, they've had two bad ones in a row. Time to refocus. Melbourne, haven't they?
Yeah, they beat Essendon.
Yeah, but that was a bad one. Let's just call it a bad one. they've had the loss they needed to have. They'll bounce back.
That's
my tip.
Well, let's move on to the next game. Essendon hosting Adelaide at Marvel Stadium. Essendon paying $1.32, Adelaide $3.41. The line is 19.5, and the over-unders for this one, Dane, is
163.5. Is Tex Walker out?
Tex Walker's a doubt as we speak. Wednesday morning we're taping this.
Yeah. I like Essendon.
Do you?
They were no good up in Geelong, but not many are. I don't think Adelaide are very good, and I think Essendon can get the job done by 19.5 on the weekend. That's plain and simple. If Tex is out, their scoring will dry up. Bombers like a quick. I think Bombers win.
Agree, like it at home. Hopefully it's a big crowd. We don't know about the crowd at the moment, but hopefully it's a good crowd that is allowed in. And in front of their home crowd, the Dons will turn it on. They've got real form. They come off two losses, but it's the Melbourne and the Cats. The Crows come off Carlton and the Lions being well beaten by the Lions and letting Carlton beat them. So that's not real form for mine. Essendon, 3 goals plus. Lovely.
Yep.
Lovely. Moving on to the next game. On Saturday, we see Carlton hosting the Cats. Carlton paying $3.80. The Cats $1.27. The line for this game is 21.5. And the over-unders is 161.5. This game at the moment is being played at... I've just missed a game again, haven't I? No, I haven't.
That's all right. Yep.
Yeah. It's been played. This game's been played at the MCG, Ralph.
Well, Geelong are really getting their season together. They had their blip against the Lions away, which is fair enough, as we predicted, and they rebounded hard against Essendon, as we predicted. Carlton come off two wins against Freo, who kicked the ball sideways and should have beaten them, and the Crows, who didn't take their chances either. That's not real form. Geelong's real form. Geelong at the line, 21.5. They should put on a show.
Really? Jane, how do you feel?
I know Jeremy Cameron. What was the under?
161.5.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I like Carlton a couple of line, and I don't mind the unders either. Mm. Which one am I going to give as my bet? Give me them both. I'm feeling lucky. Carlton into the under.
Is that a same game multi you're giving out there, Dane?
Feeling lucky. I'm going to ride this hot streak.
Why not?
Fuck it.
It's very kind of you. Well, let's move on to the next game, the one I thought that I'd missed, but I hadn't actually. Hawthorn are hosting Fremantle down in Chile, Tasmania. The Hawks are paying $2.04, Freo $1.81. The line is 2.5, and the over-unders for this one is 154.5. It's being played at Tassie Uni, Dane.
I don't know what new coach announcing the coaches. I don't know whether this fucking – I don't know how Hawthorn are going to respond to this.
Is it math science?
Is it?
Is there a math science coming up? Let me just check that. Well, there's a reverse math science. But I don't know whether Hawthorn – I think Freo have been – they've just fallen short the last couple of weeks. I still don't think Hawthorn are any good. I think Clarkson, now that he's not coaching him, I think he might just take the foot off the accelerator and go, you know what, fuck you, boys. Never see you get your ass kicked.
Do you think that's part of his nature?
I'm going to show you what happens when I don't coach. And they might get blown out. So I like Freo here. They're not bad Freo. They're pesky. They just won't go away. They'll give me a heart attack. Sunday. When we were watching them? Sunday Arvo.
Saturday Arvo.
So I like Freo -2.5 here. I still don't think the Hawks are any good, and I think Freo are going okay.
Freo stuck in Melbourne. They're not as sooky as West Coast, but they're stuck in Melbourne. Now they go to Tassie. Hawthorn, obviously good record through their golden era in Tassie, but Freo haven't got a good record there. They're kicking sideways at goal, as I mentioned, worst accurate side in the league for accuracy in front of goal. And I do think there's a bit of math science here, but also the overreaction to 1 week, whereas Hawthorn were poor against Port, but they were actually going all right. They beat Essendon, beat Sydney, they were rebounding hard, and that's their little flat run. So I think they're going to rebound hard. For Clarko, bit of math science, I'm going with Hawthorn.
Okay.
All right. Well, the next game is, we actually don't have odds for it, but just like we did last week, we're still going to talk about it because we've got some fabulous insight. And despite not having insight for it last week, Dane still did really good on the punt, and we pass that on to you. So the next game is the Brisbane Lions hosting St Kilda. We're not too sure where, and we're not too sure what the odds are, but Ralph, what is your take on these two sides and this matchup?
Lions are in the zone. St Kilda, who are just average, but they've been really up the last 2 weeks, beating Richmond, which is not good form, and Collingwood, which is not good form. So I don't care what the line ends up coming up with. I'm with the Lions at the line. I think they're going to really turn it on. And St Kilda, coming off two wins, a little bit happy with themselves now, and this is their chance for things to revert to the mean. Lions at the line.
I agree. I think the odds will be inflated. St Kilda's odds will be inflated because they've flogged Richmond and beaten us. So I think the line will come in a couple of goals just based on the fact that they've beaten those two sides. So I expect Brisbane to win by 4 or 5 goals plus. So if the line is 40 points, I'd probably take St Kilda. If the line's anything like 4 goals plus, Brisbane all day. If Brisbane are minus sort of 24 to 30, I'd take Brisbane. If it's 7 or 8 goals, there's no way it will be, take the Saints. But yeah, anything with 4 or 5 goal head start, take Brisbane.
Okay, well, moving on to Sunday footy, GWS hosting the Gold Coast. This one is probably one of up there with your Townsville favourite. It's out in Ballarat, Dane, this game at Mars Stadium. GWS are paying $1.33, Gold Coast $3.35. The line is 17.5, and the over-unders for this one, Ralph, is 150.5.
Me? Okay. Let's look at Dane. Look at Dane right now and look at the background and then picture people who live in that area. Yes. People who live in that area going to Ballarat to play footy. How much do you think they're going to enjoy that? And they play the Gold Coast. Now, not only that, they play the GWS. Yes. Not only that, they come off being very happy with themselves, knocking off Richmond. They couldn't have played any better. So do you want to judge them off last week's win, or do you want to judge them off their body of work over the last 6 weeks? I'd say the latter, and I think GWS, with the finals right in their sight now, will put a dead set toweling to them. So 7.5, I think, is a good line, GWS to cover it.
Could not agree more. Now, Gold Coast, I said it last week, they got their math science win. Now they go back to the bottom of the barrel to build up to their next math science win. So it takes a few. So they used all their math science power on the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And exactly right, Ralph. They'll get a flogging this week. GWS have got a sniff of finals. Gold Coast have won. They've probably celebrated like St. George did on the weekend. Coming down, and they'll get their ass kicked this weekend. GWS, I thought it should be minus 30. 17.5 a gift. Best bet of the round.
Best bet of the round. Well, we will get to that, but the next game is the Western Bulldogs. Sorry. Hosting the Sydney Swans over at Marvel Stadium. The Western Bulldogs are paying $1.30. Sydney are $3.57. The line is 20.5, and the over-unders is 165.5.
Well, this is the other one where I was tossing out my best bet. The Dogs did us both a favour on the weekend, Ralph. Our best bet excluded, we knew. North gave me a scare in the last quarter when they kept kicking points. I was like, this is going to turn, it's going to hurt us, but... they did us a favour, and they both did us a favour. Sydney, they played a reserve side last week. They had the bye.
The West Coast Skunks?
Yeah, they had the bye. So I think that's why, if they didn't play them last week, the Lions, 5 goals here. The Dogs love Marvel. They'll clear this line. They might be close for a little bit, but the Dogs are just too good, and they'll end up winning this game by about 5 goals, I think. So the Dogs minus 20.5 is a great bet.
Don't disagree, but I'm more looking at the it's a very high over, and Longmire's just such a good coach. And so Sydney are playing very well. They've been up with the, as you said, the West Coast win. That West Coast didn't turn up, but they played really well when they just got beaten by Port. I think they're ready to maintain their form, and if they do, they can make this a real arm wrestle. And if it's an arm wrestle, 165 is based on what the Dogs have done all year at Marvel, not on how good Sydney are at setting up. So I just think it's going to be an under bet. Wouldn't be surprised if the Bulldogs cover line, as Swanee said, but I like the unders, 165.5 under.
Brilliant. Well, we're moving on to what Dane is quoted to be possibly the next two games could be the most exciting games of the round. The first
couple
one.
Of barn burners coming up. Couple of barn burners. Save your money. Save your money for these two games, boys.
Save your money
ladies and gentlemen.
Excitement. Well, the first one is Richmond hosting Collingwood at the MCG. Richmond paying $1.52 and Collingwood paying $2.53. The line is 9.5. And the over-unders for this one, Dane, is 151.5.
151 or 61?
51. 151.
I don't know how these two sides will score above that on current events. So there's that. But I don't. Richmond have to give something here. If they're hanging on to their season by a thread,
and their reputation,
and we keep judging Richmond on the last 3 years, 4 years, and I guess I'm guilty of it too, even though I correctly tipped the Suns last week, and that was purely a math science. That had nothing to do with the teams. That was just that was the math science fucking factor. So, I think Richmond win this by more than 10 points. I think this is their last hurrah. This is their last stand. If Richmond don't win this game, they're fucked. Their season's over because they've got a few hard ones coming up. So. I really like Richmond 9.5 as much as it pains me to say it.
Yeah, 9.5 is not a big one. I'm nearly done. So, unders. I know it's a low under, but it's still going to be unders. Collingwood just aren't scoring. Richmond aren't scoring. Their one outlier was against Essendon, that Dreamtime game with a huge crowd. It won't be a huge crowd, whatever the whatever's allowed, because neither of these supporters want a barrack for this.
And rain's due, I think. So. Yeah. The unders is a very good bet.
Yeah, so I'm on the unders.
Yeah.
We'll move on to the other barn burner of the weekend of footy. On Monday, we see West Coast. Hopefully their A-grade side turns up this week against North Melbourne. West Coast paying $1.18. North Melbourne $4.95. The line is 26.5. And the over-unders for this one, Ralph, is 146.5. It's being paid over at Optus Stadium in the West.
Weather prediction, Monday. Cloudy, very high, near 100% chance of showers, winds northwesterly, chance of rain 100%, possible rainfall 15 to 20 mil. So North are really sitting up well and they are playing for their coach. West Coast aren't. 146 is a very low under and I still think it'll be under. So it'll probably be like 50 to 30 or something. It'll be the worst game of all time to watch, but unders is the one for me.
This is my... This is my once-a-year spite bet of the round.
Spite bet?
I, in good faith, cannot take West Coast. Everything is telling me take West Coast to the line. They will slaughter the North over there. Everything in my – every fibre in my being is telling me West Coast are going to punish North Island. So I'm telling you, good friends out there, I do not do this with any confidence at all. I do this because I cannot pick West Coast. Again, until they prove to me. So I'm taking North at the line. I refuse. I think it's probably not the smartest option to bet with me on this game because I refuse to back West Coast because they're a bunch of cowards. And until they prove themselves to me, I'll be taking the opposition in every game they play. So I'm taking North at the line here. Spike bet of the round.
Good on you.
Spike bet of the round. Well, let's slightly recap and go over what our best bets are and then into our multis. Ralph, if you could kick us off with your best bet.
Okay, best bet, GWS over the Gold Coast at the three-goal line, like that, and the multi. Both the last two games are unders, Richmond-Collingwood and West Coast-Hawthorn as the unders. As I said, GWS at the line, Cats at the line, Hawthorn to win, Western Bulldogs just to win.
Thank you. And Dane, your best bet, followed by your multi, please.
My best bet are GWS and the Dogs, but I said once I'm going to say GWS because we can only have one best bet. My multi is these are the line, the Dogs, GWS and Freo, and I'm taking the unders in the Richmond-Collingwood game.
Fabulous. Well, I hope you wrote that down. I also hope that you noted that Dane was very responsible in his advice giving for the West Coast North game. Don't follow him in if you want to have any confidence in what you're doing. So thank you for being responsible, Dane.
I refuse to bet those.
And we also encourage, if you're having a flutter over the weekend, please do so responsibly. And we'll be back here next week for another round of a bonus episode of Swanee and Friends.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.